I'm here with Coach Sarah Reese of the Crooks and Girls soccer team, and you know, it was another tough loss there, Sarah, but I still think there was a lot of positives. Your defense played really well, and overall, what do you think were some of the positives from today's game against Hillcrest?
Well, today we were at Fergus Falls Hillcrest, and we had a lot of good play on the field. I'd say 60 to 65% of the time we were possessing the ball in our final third. And so we had plenty of opportunities. Unfortunately, we weren't able to find the net. We had a number of shots, but weren't able to find the net. And they had one particular breakaway where they were able to sneak it into the back of the net. And sometimes that's just kind of the unfortunate reality of how some games play out, even if you played a strong game as a team. Sometimes you don't end up on top.
What do you think are some of the things that you want the team to improve upon for the next game in terms of maybe capitalizing more on those shots?
Well, we have to put the ball in the net, of course. With Reese Swanson not being able to play in the goal and Cassie Solheim being in the goal, that changes, of course, our field dynamic and playmaking. And so that's an opportunity for all of the other players to step up and have that offensive opportunity and to have the confidence to put the ball in the net and not making it hard, right? We got to bring ourselves and the ball into the net. And sometimes that means we need to have a big strike, and other times it means we need to have a finesse shot. And in reality, it doesn't matter how it gets in. And so we need to take those opportunities when we can. We did play collectively. Our defense played really great today. Our midfield, JoJo Wallace, had a great game in the middle. So certainly lots of good work was had on the field today.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I know I've asked this question in the last two games, but of course it was Cassie Solheim having to come in relief of Reese Swanson again in net, and it seems like she did a pretty good job only surrendering one goal. How do you think she did?
Well, I think she's a competitor at heart and is being a good team player and playing in a position that, you know, she's had limited training time this year in and is also willing to do what's needed for the team, which is certainly a sacrifice because she's a playmaker and a goal scorer. And so we feel that out on the team when she's contributing in a different way, but certainly appreciate her willingness to do what the team needs, and also look forward to Reese's return when she is ready and for Cassie to be out on the field.
Yeah, it's like you got to completely shift your mindset, you know, playing forward, you got to be aggressive and trying to make those shots. But as a goalie, you know, you need to play back and be the last line of defense, obviously.
Yes, it's the ability to be a team player and play where your team needs you and shift gears and be adaptable is something that we've seen from Cassie in all of her years of playing, and so appreciate her doing that. And also, you know, everybody on our team is making adjustments and filling roles and filling the space in perhaps a different way. It's been exciting to see JoJo Wallace and Maddie Harbot play in the center midfield position and be playmaking and having shot opportunities up at the top and forward. We've been rotating a variety of people through trying to find the right mix of forwards up at the top. And so we will continue to refine those opportunities.
Taking a look at your next game, you actually get like a week off of not playing games. Obviously, you'll practice for a majority of those days, but you have to travel to Hibbing next, and then you'll also play Mesabi East as well over that weekend. So how are you going to be preparing for that long trip?
Well, we've had a lot of games in a very few days. It's kind of the thickest of the soccer season. It's jam-packed in the middle here, and so I'm looking forward to a little rest and recovery time where we can get a little bit more into the details of the finer points of the soccer game while staying conditioned and focused going into next Friday's game. But it'll be good. We're going to take tomorrow off to rest our bodies and our minds and come ready to practice again on Monday.
I think that's a great idea, and you have a great week of practice before you head to Hibbing. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.